Please give a Theater in the Woods welcome to Matt Jolly.
Thank you, Steve. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for being here with us tonight. I'm not kidding you. You have a few seconds if you have a flip phone or if you have a real phone, like some of us do, a landline when I say that. Call your friends and tell them to get down here because tonight you are really fortunate. The folks that are here this evening, I'm telling you the truth, 50 years from now, you're going to say, I was there the night that they were all on stage together, because we're talking about imagination, and they have hit it out of the park tonight. We are so fortunate to have these individuals here with us, and I don't want to waste any time. The plan tonight will be to have a conversation about imagination. And I think if you're like me, you might have sat around as a kid, and you had a cardboard box, and you sat there and you looked at it. Maybe you cut a hole in it, and you made a windshield, and you thought, you know what? I think this thing would fly if it had enough power. And you got like an acetylene tank on it or whatever, you know, and it'd probably go. And you're really thinking about it. Well, the guys tonight are the guys that not only have had that thought, but they've done that kind of stuff. And we're going to talk to them tonight. So this is going to be a fun night. I hope you're looking forward to it. Let's just bring them on out here. Peter Schrieperl is here with us tonight, who you probably know from YouTube. And his good buddy Sam Foskel is here. And a guy by the name of Elliot Seguin, a good friend of ours, is here tonight. Elliot's back here. Here's Peter, and here's Elliot. And guys, just have a seat around here. I'll take this one. And this is, for those of you that don't know Sam, this is Peter's sidekick. Now, I'll sit there, Sam. You're a sidekick. Yeah, you're right over there. We're going to bring out another chair. You know, you never know who's going to show up at Theater in the Woods. This is the cool thing. Can we get one more chair? We'll get him to bring up one more, and I'll stand if I have to. This guy has designed a series of aircraft that it's beyond legendary. It's like the modern home-built version of the Piper Cub or the Cessna. Am I right, Elliot? I mean, this thing it's out of the park. Please welcome Dick Van Grunsman tonight, the inventor of the RV. Here he is. Come on down here, Dick. Where you take the pick. I'm telling you, this is the night you're going to remember. Look at this. It's remarkable to see all of these folks gathered here tonight. And I want to talk to Dick. I want to start off first because you're a director here at EAA. You've been out here since well, the beginning of EAA, I'm sure. I mean, you remember way back in the 70s when you started this. Did you ever think it would turn into this?
No, not really. Is this working?
It'll work eventually, yeah.
I wasn't sure. My first EAA fly-in was 60 years ago in Milwaukee, wow. Wisconsin. And I was 18, I guess, so you do the math.
But that's math in public. I don't do that, you know.
But anyway, there were like 28 homebuilt showed up for that fly-in.
Wow.
Plus some antiques and what have you. I may be wrong on the numbers, but obviously, and over the years, it just grew slowly and systematically. So from year to year, you could imagine the next year. But looking 10, 20, 40 years, no, of course not. But a lot has happened in aviation, as we know, with the light aircraft manufacturing industry. Has not succeeded the way home belts have. And we filled some of the gaps, I think, and the future looks real interesting. Hopefully we'll continue to improve and grow. I would like to see the general aviation manufacturing rebound some, but I don't see any real bright spots there. That's a very quick summation. The short answer, no.
Right.
I couldn't foresee it.
What do you think drives the spark and makes that light bulb go off to where a guy is sitting out here for the first time maybe tonight and he says, you know what, I don't know if I can do this, but I think I'm going to do it. I want to do it. And they call up either you or somebody else. They order the kit and they just get into it. What do you think drives that ambition or spark? to launch into this discussion of imagination tonight? We'll start there.
Well, there's a couple of things probably. One is just always the striving for something better, wanting something better, and typically you can't find it or you can't afford it from the major factories. And the other is still the desire of many people to create something themselves. That's a big factor. The way it has evolved, there are quite a few secondhand, pre-owned, whatever term you want to use, amateur-built airplanes now. Many years ago, if you wanted it, you had to build it. It just wasn't there. Now on the used market, you often buy a flying airplane for less than you can build it. Yet people Sure. are still choosing to build it. And those are the people that still have the desire to put their fingerprints on it and maybe to put some custom touches or whatever to it. So it's still that creativity that is driving it to a great degree.
I think that's well said. The guy sitting next to him, how many of you know Elliot already? I'm going to run down the laundry list. Elliot Seguin.
Who yep. needs him?
It's a campfire tonight, but we'll wait until we get a mic here. You've had a career that I have followed that is, I don't know how to say this, but if I woke up every day and I was Elliot Seguin, I don't think I'd go to sleep at night. I'm serious. I mean, your career has been astounding. Test pilot, and you're this guy's paying his way, too. I want you to understand that. This is not something that's come easy for Elliot, but worked at Scaled, tested all kind of stuff there at Scaled, including White Knight. Remember that one, White Knight, with the Spaceship One? And then just has done so many cool things. And, of course, he developed his own Reno Racer out of a stock race plane that nobody would have thought twice about. And he has just continued to do great things with it. So where are we at innovation-wise, Elliot? And what do you want these folks to know? Because we heard Dick sort of say that, you know, the creativity is still out there. But what do you see? You're the guy that is in the cockpit testing this stuff as a private test pilot. And Mooney, by the way, test flew the new Mooney. What am I missing here, Elliot? Give these folks a rundown, and don't be shy.
Well, I appreciate the introduction. I've certainly been luckier than I deserve, but I think there's a really exciting time right now happening, at least on the West Coast. I'm not sure, you know, there's pockets of aviation all over, and I'm not sure how it all falls out. But on the West Coast, you know, the Bay Area has inserted a lot of excited money into aviation. And with that excited money comes big ideas. And certainly as a civilian contract test pilot, it's created fantastic opportunities. So a lot of times you get in a situation where the guy has the cash and he has the enthusiasm, but maybe hasn't learned some of the basic lessons that Dick learned in his first couple years of the game. But as a result, for a guy like me who didn't go to test pilot school, who's never in the Air Force, you know, just a silly engineer who really likes flying airplanes, you get that opportunity to sort of relearn or go back and ask those silly questions. And a lot of times, there's more there than maybe we initially thought. You know, the tube and wing design, there's a reason why airplanes look the way they do, but technology is changing, and I think what we see, just like Dick was talking about, people believe that they can put their fingerprints on it. They believe that they can make something better, and that's what I think EAA is about, that's what I think this event is about, and that's what gets me really fired up, just to be here this week, but also to be sitting next to Dick on this stage, that so many things are possible, and because of experimental aviation, because of the amateur-built status within the FAA, these things are possible, and it's very exciting. So, and I'm sure we've all seen the stuff this week.